You're listening to Radio Jobline with Scott Possessor right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Radio Jobline. This is Scott Possessor. We're here with you every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. We're here to help you get a job. We're here to talk about the issues affecting the workplace. We're here to talk about basically anything that will match up the talent pool that we have here on Long Island with the job market that is being really growing at this point. And I know you can't say that to an unemployed person, but to a lot of people, the job market is in a state of repair right now. And 295,000 jobs created last month. That's excellent. And so here we go. But the problem is, what career do you go into? And we talk about all the time on this program that I don't think students are pushed into the right careers. I think there are too many foreigners in IT and engineering. Not that there's anything wrong with foreigners. I love them all. But why aren't there any United States students in these classes? That bothers me a lot. And today we're going to address that with a fabulous partnership and a terrific program. Actually, we featured on the radio show, on the television show. I think they've been on many times. We had the Fred Breithut about 20 years ago come on the show and talk to me about this. Right now, we have in the studio Deborah Winter. She's the co-director of SBPLI, First Robotics Competition. She is also the assistant superintendent of schools for Longwood. We have with us in the studio Scott Schuler. He's the general manager of a company called ZLS. And we have John Hernandez. He's a high school senior and part of the First Robotics team number 564 in Longwood. Let me tell you a little bit about this program. Basically, the School Business Partnerships of Long Island is a 501c3 nonprofit organization founded in 1984 for the purpose of establishing programs which link high schools and businesses throughout Long Island. Their vision is to create an educated workforce for Long Island by opening the minds of students to career opportunities through a collaborative partnership of schools, businesses, community organizations, and government. Exactly what I say every week does not exist, or certainly does not exist to the degree that I would like to see it. In 1999, SBPLI joined forces with the First Robotics Competition and introduced the FIRST for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology, that's what FIRST stands for, robotics program competition to Long Island by initiating the SBPLI Long Island Regional First Robotics Competition the following year. This highly motivational program is designed to immerse high school students in the exciting world of science and technology by building 120-pound robots. Partnering with engineers from corporations and universities, students get a hands-on inside look at the world of work. I have seen one of these competitions. I attended it. I've also seen one on TV, which was very cool. But when I won, this one I saw was produced at the CA Technologies, and it was just so exciting, and I had never heard anything about it before. Somebody invited me, and I went to it, and it was great. So, Deborah, welcome to Radio Jobline. Thank you for working with my producer, David Bloom, on putting together a fabulous show for me with so many guests. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Great to have you back. And so what's doing this year that's different?
Well, we have 51 teams representing as far east as Bridgehampton. They're our rookie team this year. And as far west as Great Neck and Oceanside. But we also are welcoming teams from Israel, Brazil, and Montreal. We'll be at Hofstra. It's free admission on the 27th and 28th of March. And you'll get to see these robots in action and get to see these kids who represent, in my opinion, the best that Long Island has to offer.
I agree, and we're going to talk more about how people can get involved in that in just a moment. Also joining us is Scott Schuler. He's the general manager of ZLS Management. Scott's a graduate of Stony Brook University with a degree in mechanical engineering and over 20 years' experience working with industrial technology companies on Long Island. He's currently the GM at ZLS Management, involved with a startup. For over 15 years, Scott has worked as a mentor with high school robotics teams and has been a volunteer with School Business Partnerships of Long Island, the organization responsible for the First Robotics program here on Long Island. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you.
And let's talk a little bit about the genesis of this program. I think you know the history going pretty far back.
Yes, I was actually working locally as an engineer with Festo Corporation back in 1999. And the president of the company came to me and said, how'd you like to just get involved with something? It's good local high school, Hophog High School, and work with some kids building some robots. So I really had no idea what I was getting involved with. Mm-hmm. wound up being a real passion of mine. Been with the organization now for over 15 years.
You're on the board?
I've been on the board. I've been interim president, and now I'm working just in a development role and trying to work on a lot of the funding aspects for the program.
So let's talk about funding for a minute, because I know there was plenty of funding, and then it seemed to dry up when the economy went into which was hard to explain how awful it was. And is it coming back?
We're making a lot of attempts, and we are bringing things back to some extent, but we're not exactly where we need to be at this point. Mm-hmm. We did have a really nice partnership with New York State at one point, which funds have at this point been no longer available now for a few years. Mm. So we're looking for more for the private side to step up and really appreciate the program. And we're turning out some great products, and those products are their future employees. The students that go through this program are the type of students that I look to hire. If I see somebody who's been involved with the FIRST Robotics team, they move towards the top of the list of an interview pile for me. And I think that the organizations on Long Island have to really understand and appreciate it, and that's why we appreciate being here today to talk. Because if they see the types of students that are coming out of this program, they're the types of employees that they're going to be looking for.
You know, for the first time, I actually have started to see resumes, because I'm in a staffing business, that say that the student was in the FIRST, and what do? They go right to the top. And I wonder if everybody else is doing that, too. If you're aware of the program, obviously, if you see a student that was in it, you know the teamwork, right? I mean, that's a big part of this is teamwork, right?
Yeah, it's a tremendous opportunity. I played high school sports. My children played high school sports. And it basically takes the sports model, but it builds it based upon a foundation of science and technology. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of kids that are good in science and math, and maybe they've never been part of a sports team. Well, it gives them the opportunity to develop that skill set of being part of a team, of working with others, and not merely focused on their textbooks and their grades, mm-hmm. but really working together, which is really what we need in our employees these days. We don't want a bunch of people who have individuals. We want people to be part of our company and work as such. And this gives them a great opportunity to do that.
It's all about that word collaboration that has gotten so intensely famous at the moment.
Yes.
Deborah, tell us more about collaboration. What sort of collaboration goes into all this?
Well, first, it's the partnerships between the businesses and the high schools. Mm-hmm. Without each other, there wouldn't be a competition taking place at the end of March. But these kids, different than a high school football team where you're really out to win, these kids maybe want to win, but they're not going to win at the expense of another team. So you will see kids helping each other at the event, which is so unusual, giving parts over, fixing things. When Brazil's robot never showed up at a competition, overnight these kids built a brand new robot. It normally took 6 weeks. They did overnight. That cooperation that is part of this event is incredible. And these kids are learning how to problem solve on the spot, which is what a company wants to see. Mm-hmm. Not just that, okay, you can follow directions, but okay, here's the situation. What would you do in this situation? Think on your feet right now. These kids do that every day, thinking on their feet.
I am such a fan of this program. Talk to us about the national scope of this program. This is not just on Long Island. This is the whole country, right?
This is incredible. Mm-hmm. This is international. FIRST Robotics is trying to be in every single country in the world. So it's interesting to see how we're communicating with those countries and watching their events take place and how different it is. Or if you're going to that country, visiting a FIRST school. They actually call them FIRST schools.
Right.
But you said it before, we are a little bit behind. My goal, and I won't leave SBPLI until I have every high school on Long Island participating. Mm. I don't care what it takes, but every single high school should have this as an option for our kids.
Deborah, let me give you a chance to do that. What would you say to the high schools that are not participating?
They're missing out on a wonderful opportunity to teach our kids real life skills while in high school.
Is there a cost for this? I mean, do the
yes.
high school, what is it that significant that someone might say, no, I can't afford this?
Well, unlike it's more like a team. Mm-hmm. It's more like a varsity team. So you have those same costs. Varsity football players pay Section 11 to participate. That helps cover the cost of chaperones, of fields. Well, we don't have that right now. We're not charging school districts to participate in this event. They have to pay an entry fee of $5,000 to FIRST for their kit of parts, and then they need other kits of parts. They need the T-shirts. They need their advisors. These aren't club advisors that meet once a week for an hour like, a club. They're like a sport. Mm. They're meeting for 6 weeks intensive, Saturdays, Sundays, till 11 o'clock at night. And then they're promoting the program when they're not building.
Mm. Terrific. Speaking of promoting a program, we have also in the booth with us John Hernandez. He's a high school senior from the FIRST Robotics team number 564. Something tells me that's a good team to watch. Not that I'm a betting man, but in Longwood. John, tell me about your involvement in this and what it's meant to you.
Well, I joined the team in 10th grade, and it was one of the biggest mistakes I ever made, not joining a freshman year, because it's the most fun I've ever had. And I've played football since I was in 5th grade, but that had to stop in 8th grade when I got a concussion that took me out of school for almost half the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really have anything to do. So I found out about this robotics program, and I thought this is the coolest thing I could ever do. I mean, who doesn't want to build a robot?
Right.
So then I joined, and then that really became what my life revolved around. Wow. I went from being a jock and all I cared was about was football to now knowing what I want to do with the rest of my life at the age of 15.
Right.
Not many people could say that that's what they want to
You're
do.
You're 15?
So. No, I was 15 when I joined.
You're how old now?
I am 17.
You're extremely poised for someone who's 17. I think broadcasting is another field for you. But a question that I have is, tell me how it's influenced the career choices that you're going to make.
Well, about probably my third week into my first build season, I knew this is what I wanted to do for a living because it's the most fun I've ever had doing anything. I love working with people to solve a problem, and it's like really what I have a passion for.
Like, so are you thinking engineering?
I plan on going to Vaughan College of Aeronautics and Technology in Queens and studying a degree called mechatronics, which is a combination of mechanical, electrical, and computer engineering, which really is building a robot. And the possibilities with that degree are almost endless.
You know, it seems as though that's an amazing field too. I mean, if you talk about the job market, I mean, what could be hotter than building robot? I mean, I just saw a whole thing on, I was just listening to a whole story on CBS Radio about how the robots are getting so more sophisticated than they were that they're almost to the point where, you know, you can go out and buy one.
Yeah, I mean, not specifically robotics, but if you go on to a job board, I just did this about an hour ago, go on to monster.com, and there's over 600 jobs with the title of engineer open right now. Within about a 45-minute drive of here. So people looking for jobs, people looking for things, and if these are the kind of jobs we want for our children. It's a great program to inspire them, to at least expose them to it. Not everybody becomes an engineer. I went to school for engineering, got into business. So there's a lot of places that people go with engineering degrees that aren't specifically engineers in the end. But it's really a tremendous background to have for problem solving, which is, as Deb was saying earlier, which is what all companies are looking for. It's easy to follow a recipe, but when things don't go right, that's when you really have to step up.
I think that people also underestimate that these are high-paying fields. Now, I'm not saying that Mr. Hernandez is in it for the money, but what I'm saying is that there are people that don't get it. You can make a lot of money as an engineer. It's not a low-paying field. It's a high-paying field. I know engineers that are making well more than six figures, and depends on what you do with it, but it could be a lot more than that.
Yes. Yeah. If you look, I believe it's if you look at undergraduate degree, it's eight of the top 10 jobs are in the STEM field: science, technology, engineering, and math. I think chemical engineering winds up being one of the top ones, but engineering or something else regarding science, technology is within the top eight of the top 10, I believe, right now currently.
All right, I'm going to come back to John for a second. John, what would you say to students that are still jocks, or perhaps they want to be accountants, or they want to be writers? Or they want to do something that's, you know, a little bit more mainstream, and they never really they would say to you, John, I'm not so good in math, I'm not so great in science. You know, what would you say to them?
Well, being part of the team, you grow in math and science. Like, I always liked science, but math wasn't always my favorite subject. But joining the team, I realized that math is more than just busy work with numbers. It actually has a use. And once you realize that the stuff you learn in school that you used to think, oh, when am I ever going to use this, that actually is a use for, it becomes much, much more interesting. So math and science are now my favorite topics in school. Like, I never would have thought in eighth grade that physics would be one of my favorite classes. But it is because of the actual applications are real.
Yeah, I have a background in, I have a degree in geology, which you could see I use every day, but I also have all the physics and all the chemistry and all the calculus, and I was always glad that I went through it, always. Because even as you go through life and you're just in normal conversation, just you just know things, you know, that, that are you're able to connect with society and with people and with economics and everything else. So I applaud, you know, your decision. I applaud this program. Deborah, let's talk about how people can, first of all, tell us about this big upcoming event, and then I want to know how people can get involved.
Okay. March 27th and 28th, we're at Hofstra University at their dome. It's free. We really would like people to come out and take a look, bring your younger children to take a look. We'll give tours. Our students will show you what they've done. And we need volunteers. As I said, this organization works on volunteers. No one is paid. So we could use volunteers. They can contact Jazz Lee Norris at 516-749-0359. Or email address is jazz4822@gmail.com. So that's one way you can help. Another way is financial support. Many companies have gotten behind SBPLI, from hospitals like North Shore Long Island Jewish to Brookhaven Lab, of course, Cablevision. We actually have a daycare and camp, Park Shore, that has partnered with us. Pepsi Cola has, PSEG, School Construction, just to name a few. And they actually give us financial support, but they give us their volunteers, their mentors, equipment, scholarships, providing interns. So it's not always the money aspect, but your time and your talent. These kids need those role models to make a difference in their lives and see.
So companies that are struggling to find the workforce that they need, and that includes engineers and IT professionals here on Long Island, they should be jumping on this.
Hospitals are starting to get it because there is a pool of kids from not just the science and math side, but the writing side, the marketing side, how to promote the event, how to speak to the event. You hear John. That doesn't come by accident.
Right.
They are told by FIRST and by their schools, you have to promote this event. If we go back 10 years ago at Longwood, people would say, oh, I know of that team. Yeah, what do they do? Today, those same questions would say, oh, yeah, that's the national robotics team. They know who these kids are now.
All right. If you would, Scott, address companies that are out there that are not involved.
Yeah, basically, if you're really looking around at where your future is going to come from, it's this type of program. Well, no disrespect to high school sports and all. They do teach some tremendous skills. High school sports teach about, obviously, teamwork, hard work, dedication, devotion. This program has all of that, but it has the technology background to it. It has the background that you're really looking for in employees. And as Deb mentioned, it's not a cutthroat competition. It's a competition where people really are professional. They're trained to be professionals. I'm very impressed with the students that I meet, that I've had a chance to work with over the past 15 years, to watch them grow. And as an employer and as people that employ Long Island, we these are the kind of kids that we need and that we're looking for. And we as an organization, School Business Partnership of Long Island, need other companies to get involved. We need your volunteers. We need financial support to keep this program going. Because it's just what it is you're looking for is right here. You just have to become part of it, and we ask you to reach out to us and get involved.
Okay, Deborah, give them once again an email address or a website or something they can go to if they want to listen to Scott's appeal.
Absolutely. SBPLI can be found at www.sbpli.org or by calling 631-627-8400, and there will be somebody that will get right back to you and find out how you can help us.
Okay. And John, one more thing. What are the robots supposed to do?
Well, it changes every year. You know, what they do is, in the beginning of January, they'll have a kickoff event where they tell you the rules of the game and how it will be played. And this year, it's essentially a stacking race. The game is called Recycle Rush. And the robots are supposed to tack these big plastic boxes they call totes, like work boxes, and then recycling bins on top of each other. And as our robot this year can grab both the bin and the recycling bin, and stacking them on top of each other. Also, bring it and putting a noodle inside the recycling bin gives you extra points. So this year, we basically have a forklift type design thing that works great and very smooth, quiet. It's not shaky. It's a, of course, 120-pound robot, but we could drive around with a 45-pound stack 3 feet high and it not fall over.
Hmm.
So it's very pleased with how the robot came out this year.
Very, very interesting. Are there any places online where people can see this? Like, is there some sort of archive?
Yes. All you have to do is go to YouTube videos right now and put in First Recycle Rush, and you will see events that have already taken place. In fact, Sachem won the regional in Florida. Our kids are traveling across the globe to participate in this event. So.
That is fantastic. That is fantastic. All right, we're going to be taking a short break in just a moment. You're listening to Radio Jobline with Scott Possessor talking about his favorite subject, which is getting students into the engineering and IT fields. We talk about it really every week on this show, and in the next segment, we're going to be talking about it more, and we have a couple of companies that are going to be joining us and sharing their thoughts about how useful and wonderful this program really is. If you'd like to talk to us, we're at 631-451-1039, 631-451-1039. Join the conversation. And if you'd like to write to me to suggest a topic for the show, it's scott@linewsradio.com. We'll be right back after these messages.